I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethiopia's prime minister heads to the battlefield as rebel fighting nears the capital. Western embassies encouraged people to leave while commercial flights were still available. The central government's been locked in combat with Tigray fighters and other rebel forces for the last year, and it's created a massive humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. More than 9 million people need help to survive, but aid groups can only reach a small fraction because of the fighting. Teach Beyond's Tamara Peter says,
Ethiopians are such resilient people. They have lived through this on and off over the last decades. We have a lot to learn from them, how they deal with crises, their resilience, and their huge trust in the Lord.
Teach Beyond provides gospel-centered, holistic education in communities that need it most. Pray for peace in Ethiopia so believers can help the suffering. And after the Taliban cemented its control over Afghanistan, many Christians fled. World Mission helped over 200 Christians get out of the country. Greg Kelly says the Taliban compiled lists of Christians and has even hunted them down to arrest or kill them.
However, there still remains a large number of Christians inside of Afghanistan that will never leave. They are so convicted and challenged that they want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. The idea is that if I leave, who's going to share Jesus with my fellow Afghans?
Kelly tells the story of one pastor who sent his daughter out of the country. Women face worse prospects under Taliban rule by far, with education limited and forced marriage a possibility in some places. The pastor himself refused to leave. Ask God to give courage to believers who choose to remain in Afghanistan. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.